Hello, I'm Marina Santi.
And I'm Rachel Hobson. Welcome to Spotlight. This program uses a special English method of broadcasting. It is easier for people to understand, no matter where in the world they live.
It is late in the day, but the streets of Taiching, Western Taiwan, are still busy. Brightly coloured stores light up the streets. Jai Sheng stands outside her store. She is small, even with her high-heeled shoes. She pushes her long, dark hair from her face. She is beautiful. Men in the street look at her. Jai is wearing very few clothes. The small top and skirt only cover parts of her body. Some men in a truck stop at the side of the road. Jai walks over. The men seem to know exactly what they want. And she knows too. She reaches forward. The men give her some money. And she passes them their small purchase. Then they drive off. Jai returns to the front of the store. She looks up the brightly lit street. Other women and girls stand on the roadside. There is much competition. The women are wearing less and less to win customers. But what are they selling? They are selling betel nuts. These women are the betel nut beauties of Taiwan.
Betel nuts are the seeds of the betel or areca plant. There are different ways to prepare the nuts.Jai rolls hers in betel plant leaves. Sometimes she adds tobacco, the leaves that make cigarettes. She also adds some sugar and fruit. This sweetens the taste. Local people call them betel chews. They put the betel chews between their teeth.And the sides of their mouths. They press the chews with their tongues. In this way, they can suck and chew the nuts like sweets. Their bright red mouths part, showing blackened teeth, a sure sign of the betel nut chewers. They spit the red liquid from their mouths to the floor.
Truck drivers use the betel chews to stay awake on their long trips. The nut contains chemicals that affect the brain. Users say they feel more awake. They speak of a warm, good feeling inside their minds. The chemicals can also increase the heart rate and blood pressure.Betel chews are popular, and the betel nut beauties of Taiwan are making the most of this.
Lin Wei is a betel nut beauty. Before this, she worked in a factory, making little money. Now she sells betel nuts in the central town of Tufan. On average, Lin says she makes 40% profit. It is a good job, she says.
However, women's rights groups have criticized the trade. They say that it is not a good way of making money. They warn that the work can lead to dangerous situations. Betel nut girls may become involved in the sex trade or use drugs. Many of the betel nut girls are only young. Some have left school early. For others, their family members have forced them into the work. On the streets, men may think the young girls are selling more than betel nuts. Local governments did ban betel nut girls from wearing nothing, but even today they wear very little clothing. Patricia Huang is a spokeswoman for the Government Ministry of Internal Affairs. She said that the girls' lack of clothing may stop drivers looking at the road. This could cause road accidents. And it also puts the girls in a dangerous position. Men may attack them.
However, betel nut traders say that there is nothing wrong with the industry. And some women's groups have also defended the rights of the betel nut girls. They say that sexy images of international models are acceptable. They point out that supermodels and singers wear very little clothing. And they say people accept and respect them. The girls should be able to work to improve their economic situation, they say.
There are also health concerns with betel chewing. Dr. Jin Heng Li is a specialist at Taiwan's Department of Health. He said,
over 90% of cancer cases in Taiwan are linked to betel nut chewing. There are even cases of 20-year-olds with mouth cancer.
Mouth cancer is not only a problem in Taiwan. The betel nut beauties may only be in this country, but chewing betel leaves is popular in many Pacific and Asian cultures. In particular, risks are great when the betel nuts are combined with tobacco. Health officials would like to see health warnings on betel nut packages.
However, for many people, betel chewing is an important part of social life and customs. In India, Pan is a more common name for betel chews. Here, people have used pan for hundreds of years. In the early king's courts, people offered pan as a sign of friendship and love. In the Hindu religion, some people also use it as an offering.
The pan is different in North and South India. They grind different mixtures with the betel nuts. Some are sweet, some are not. In South India, betel leaves play an important part in traditional weddings and celebrations.
Betel leaves are also part of Vietnamese marriage ceremonies. Betel nuts are a sign of love and marriage.
Some reports show that betel chewing is less popular in Asian cities today. They say that, in particular, young people are rejecting the custom. Many of them have travelled to the West for an education. Because of this Western influence, they find the custom socially unacceptable and offensive. They no longer like to spit the red liquid from their mouths to the streets.
But for others, the betel nut remains an important part of their tradition and culture. The betel nut, a health-destroying drug, a sign of love and marriage, a danger to betel beauties, or a way out of poor economic conditions. The debate continues. Whatever people think, the betel nut is surely something to chew over.
Is betel chewing popular in your country? Is it one of your customs? Is it socially acceptable? Write and tell us.
Radio@english.net.
The writer and producer of today's program was Marina Santi. The voices you heard were from the United Kingdom and South Africa. Computer users can hear our programs, read our scripts, and see our word list on our website at www.radio.english.net. This program is called Betel Nut Beauties.
If you have comments or questions about our Spotlight programs, write to us. Our address is radio@english.net. Thank you for joining us today. Goodbye.